It's Monday, August 2nd, 2021. I'm Jason Mudil, and this is the Hidden Node, Dog Days Podcasting Edition. How's it going, folks? So, quick correction to yesterday's post. I had missed in two different edit passes, a rebroadcast for some friends, and then finally caught when I played the episode back for my wife that I had said I hadn't podcasted since 2007 and 2008. Add 10 years to that. Hi, we're back. So, my original plan for the Dog Days this year was going to be, well, used as a means to getting back to writing fiction. I used to do, on the regular, morning papers, so to speak. Just write a quick piece of flash fiction and get it out there as just, you know, a quick thing to do and do a little bit of editing and every now and then post it somewhere. The earlier posts on my blog back in the day were mostly just this. And I miss it. I miss doing those. And I want to get back into the habit of it. Anyway, that was the original plan, was to write one of those a day and post them on this. And I had this really ingenious plan, ingenious being in quotation marks there because it wasn't really, of, well, one of the ways that I found it easier to do flash fiction was to just, you know, take an inspirational picture and kind of write a story based on what I was seeing. And I thought, well, hey, what I'll do is I will spend, you know, a couple weeks before Dog Days collecting images from people who have read my writing in the past. And so I started reaching out to my Twitter and my Discord, and I got nothing back. Some friends sent me some stuff, and that was really cool of them, but I didn't get anything back from people who used to kind of rave about my writing, and I realize it is my fault. I haven't been a good steward of that stuff. I talked about that yesterday. I haven't been a really good steward of promoting my stuff, or being present for it, and making sure that people know it's out there. So, and not just knowing it's out there, but also giving them a reason to stick around. So, as I talked about yesterday, this month is about making plans for the future and talking about what am I going to do, what can I do to get myself back in that creative space, get myself back in the space of having people who really want to see my writing and things like that. So, I'm going to do a few things. And this really comes up not just because of the lack of response to it, but also as I was getting the podcast site ready for myself, the nowadays things I've got going for this, I had to write out all my kind of like social link things, and I realized how many of them were not being presented as active sites that were worth coming to visit. So here's the plan. I'm going to go back to doing flash fiction on a daily thing. I'm not going to post it every day, because one of the reasons I stopped doing it back in the day was because, frankly, not every piece of flash fiction I wrote was good. A lot of times, just, it was bad. It just was. I used it to experiment. And so I want to do that again. Use it to experiment. But I also want to produce some that are quality enough worth sharing. There's a few earlier in the Hidden Node that I was really happy with and really happy to share. And so I'm going to do that again. I'm going to use it as a tool to show to patrons, to say, hey, here's some fiction. You get to see it first. And then I'm going to put the text version of it on my Discord and read it once a week, maybe the other week, on the Twitch stream. And then a week or two later, put it on the blog. Maybe audioed out, I don't know, put it on the podcast. It's just a means of putting content out there that where right now there is a dearth of it. Right now those sites are pretty empty. So with that in mind, if you want to see that stuff, as I get started, I'm going to share them on here. But they're going to be on my Discord, which you can find on the website doobly-doo. You can find them at thehiddennote.com. You can find them at twitch.tv/nulloperations, where I'll be reading them live. And there's links in both of those places to the Discord. And if there isn't, there will be by this time tomorrow, one way or the other. So yeah, I'm going to get back up in gear. I'm going to get back into shape with producing content that's worth listening to, that's worth reading, that's worth coming around to see again, because I got one book out there. I want to get more. I want to get back into creativity. I want to get back into producing stuff. Yeah, so that's kind of where I am. You know, we're kind of coming to the end of this episode. Already longer than the previous episode, depending on how much I edit this down, so woohoo. That said, the music for this episode, and I guess for the entire Dark Days of Podcasting this year for me, is How Star Ends from the album Light Off by Uke Mad, available on magnitude.com. If you are not already subscribed to the Dog Days of Podcasting master feed, go to darkdaysofpodcasting.com to check it out. There is a lot of wonderful people doing it this year. Every year, it is absolutely worth following. If you're listening to this and you are not doing the Dog Days of Podcasting, it's not too late to join. Come on, have fun with us. Even if you don't do the full 31 days because you're starting late, hop in. It's a good time. And you can keep going past August 31st. You don't have to stop when we do. You know, podcasting is fun. And it feels really good doing it again. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow, lovely people. Bye-bye.